Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we're continuing the halachas of Bishul. We learned last time that putting anything into a kli rishon, that is iser Bishul. Anything that's not cooked in a kli rishon, you put it into a kli rishon. The kli rishon could be mevashel. What's a kli rishon? That is any pot that was on the fire. So the food in that pot, even when removed from a fire, could cook something else because that's called a kli rishon. But the halacha is that a kli sheni is different. If you have hot liquids and transfer it to a second vessel, it does not cook all foods like kli rishon. And what's the reason? Because a kli rishon, since the pot was on the fire, the walls of that pot get heated by the esh, and it retains the heat much better, much more. Masha'enkin, a kli sheni, was never on the fire. It was the kli rishon that was on the fire. And you poured it, you transferred it to the kli sheni, to the second vessel. The second vessel was never on the fire. Therefore, the liquid in there does not cook as much as a kli rishon. So what is the halacha of bishul in a kli sheni? So Chazal told us three items that the kli sheni will not cook, will not be mevashel. What are the three items? Tavlin, spices, mayim, water, and shemen zayis, which is oil. What exactly is spices? So the Pesukim say it's ginger, cinnamon, and pepper. Those things will not be cooked in a kli sheni, and water also will not be cooked in a kli sheni. For example, if someone makes a hot tea in a kli sheni, you'll have to add water to it that was never cooked, because the water does not cook in a kli sheni. But the Pesukim say that anything that's not one of these three things, there's a shiloh, maybe it does cook in a kli sheni. We call it kali abishol, things that cook easily. And therefore, we have to be machmir for all other food to put into kli sheni, because maybe that does cook in a kli sheni. For example, tea bags. The kuli alma, you're not allowed to put a tea bag into a kli sheni. Why not? Because that's kali abishol. That might be kali abishol, because it cooks easy. And therefore, you're not allowed to put that into a kli sheni. Now the Mishbura says another chumra. He brings down the Chai Adam that says if the water in the or the food in the kli sheni is so hot that's yad nichvis by, that you get burnt by it, then l'kuli alma will cook. It'll even cook water. Now what exactly is yad nichvis by? It's not clear in the Pesukim exactly the shear of yad nichvis by. And l'maisa they say if it's close, it's over 200 degrees. If it's that hot, then it's a shiloh, even a kli sheni, and it might cook. You can't even put water into it if it's the water is so hot that it's almost 212 degrees. So even though it's kli sheni, that you have to be machmir that it cooks. Now there's another halacha. What about pouring from a kli rishon? You want to pour onto spices or onto uncooked coffee. You want to pour from a kli rishon. So it's machlekes rabbeinu tam and the Rashbam if irui kli rishon is like a kli sheni or it's like a kli rishon. And we might be paskin lechumra that has a din of kli rishon, and therefore you cannot pour from a kli rishon onto any food that was not cooked. But it only cooks kedei klipa. If you pour from a kli rishon, it only cooks the outer shell of the food. So therefore, for example, if you want to heat up a baby bottle that has uncooked milk in it, so then you could pour on it from a kli rishon. Why? Because since it has a bottle around the milk, so therefore it has a shell, and it won't cook the inside of it, and therefore you are allowed to pour water from a kli rishon onto a baby bottle, because since it has a klipa, that is not a problem. Now, there's another shiloh. What about pouring from a kli rishon into a liquid, into water? Because there's no klipa to it. There's no shell. It just gets mixed up right away. So there it depends. If after this water gets poured on it, the water is not hot, it's not yatz ledes bay, then it's mutter. But if you pour from a kli rishon onto water and the water is now hot, over 110 degrees, the halacha is that is a problem of iru kli rishon. What about iru kli sheni, pouring from a kli sheni onto kali abishol? So there, the stam acholim, even though we're worried about kali abishol, which means regular food that we don't know is kali abishol, we could be makel and pour on it from a kli sheni. For example, let's say of something we don't know is kali abishol, whatever the example would be. But if you don't know that it cooks easy, then the halacha is you're allowed to pour on it from a kli sheni. Tea might be something that's called kali abishol, you will not be able to pour on it from a kli sheni. But other foods that you're not sure if it's kali abishol or not, you will be able to do iruim kli sheni. So just to recap, the halacha is that kli sheni is not mevashel water, oil, and spices, but everything else you have to be machmer kli sheni. Iru kli rishon, you have to be machmer by everything that it does cook, but it only cooks the klipa. Iru kli sheni, the only time you have to be machmer if you see that type of food gets cooked easily, then you have to be machmer from an iru from a kli sheni.